Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Dream Dictionary by Teresa Chung, part of the Mystic Encyclopedia series, is designed as a practical reference for people who want to explore the meaning behind common dream images. Rather than treating dreams as random noise, the book frames them as messages shaped by memory, emotion, intuition, and everyday experience. Readers can look up symbols, themes, and scenarios, and then reflect on how those meanings might connect to current challenges, relationships, or personal growth. Chung is known for making spiritual and psychological ideas accessible, so the tone is generally encouraging and usable for beginners as well as experienced dream journalers. The dictionary format supports quick consultation after waking, while the broader approach invites readers to notice patterns over time. It is especially useful for anyone who wants a structured way to interpret recurring symbols, understand intense dreams, or turn nighttime imagery into insights they can apply in waking life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how to use a dream dictionary without forcing meanings. A dream dictionary is most helpful when it is used as a prompt for reflection rather than a final verdict. This book's value lies in helping readers name what they saw and felt in a dream, then consider multiple directions the symbol could point to. A single image can represent an external situation, an internal emotional state, or a long-term pattern, and the same symbol can shift meaning depending on context. The practical method is to begin with the dream's emotional tone, because fear, relief, excitement, or grief often reveals the most relevant life connection. From there, identify the main symbols and actions, then ask what they resemble in your current experiences. The dictionary entries can suggest common associations, but your personal history remains central. A dog in a dream can relate to loyalty, protection, or instinct, yet your own experiences with dogs may override generic symbolism. The book supports the idea that interpretation becomes more accurate when you track repeats and changes across weeks. Instead of fixating on one dramatic symbol, you can look for the dream's overall message: what is changing, what needs attention, and what the dream is asking you to notice or integrate. Secondly, recurring dreams and patterns that signal unfinished business. Recurring dreams are often the reason people seek a dream dictionary in the first place, because repetition can feel urgent. The book's symbol-based approach helps readers break recurring dreams into components, setting, characters, obstacles, and the point where the dream loops. This makes it easier to see what the mind keeps returning to. Repeats may reflect unresolved stress, a conflict you avoid during the day, or a need that has not been acknowledged. They can also mark developmental transitions, such as new responsibilities, relationship changes, or identity shifts. Using the dictionary, a reader can compare how specific images appear across different nights. For example, recurring dreams about being unprepared, lost, or late may connect to performance pressure, fear of judgment, or uncertainty about direction. The book encourages looking at what changes, even slightly, because progress often shows up as small differences, a door that opens, a helpful stranger, or a moment of calm. Tracking these shifts helps you see whether the underlying issue is resolving. The practical takeaway is to respond with a waking life experiment, such as setting boundaries, having a difficult conversation, or creating a plan, then observing whether the dream pattern loosens. Thirdly, interpreting people, animals, and relationships in dreams. Dreams frequently feature people you know, strangers, and animals that behave in memorable ways. The book helps readers consider two core angles: the literal angle, where the dream figure relates to the real person or animal, and the symbolic angle, where the figure represents a trait, emotion, or role within you. A partner might symbolize intimacy needs or trust concerns. A boss might symbolize authority, ambition, or self-criticism. A stranger might represent an unfamiliar part of your personality. Animals often point to instinct, vulnerability, protection, or natural drives, with variations based on the animal's behavior and your reaction. This framework keeps interpretation flexible and avoids simplistic conclusions. Relationship dreams can also function like emotional rehearsals, letting you process feelings you suppress in daily life. The dictionary format is helpful because it gives language for common dream roles: the helper, the pursuer, the critic, the child, the trickster. Readers can then ask which role is most active in their waking life and whether they need more balance. The deeper benefit is learning to separate the dream's message from blame. A conflict dream is not necessarily a prediction or accusation. It can be an invitation to clarify needs, communicate better, or strengthen personal boundaries. Fourthly, places, movement, and threshold symbols that mark change. Dream locations and journeys often carry the strongest clues about where you are psychologically. Houses, rooms, schools, workplaces, roads, bridges, and unfamiliar cities can be interpreted as maps of inner life. The book's symbol lookup style allows you to explore what these places commonly represent, safety, identity, learning, responsibility, transitions, and freedom. Threshold symbols such as doors, windows, stairs, elevators, and tunnels are especially important because they tend to show moments of change or decision. Movement matters as much as setting. Being stuck in traffic, missing a train, falling, flying, or swimming can reflect how you feel about progress and control. A blocked path may echo obstacles, procrastination, or fear of consequences. A smooth journey may signal growing confidence or alignment with a goal. The useful approach is to connect the dream's spatial logic to a real situation. Ask what you are trying to reach, what prevents you, and what resources appear. Even small details can shift meaning, such as whether a room is bright or dark, whether you choose to open a door, or whether you are alone. Interpreting place symbols this way turns dream imagery into a practical tool for navigating transitions and making clearer choices. Lastly, nightmares, anxiety dreams, and turning fear into insight. Nightmares and anxiety dreams can feel like warnings, but they can also be emotional regulation in action, a way for the mind to process threat, uncertainty, or grief. The book's dictionary format supports a calm, step-by-step way to decode frightening imagery without assuming doom. Many common nightmare themes relate to vulnerability and loss of control, being chased, trapped, exposed, or harmed. Instead of treating these symbols as predictions, the interpretation focuses on what the fear points to in waking life. The key is to identify the central emotion, then ask what situation currently triggers a similar feeling, even if the facts are different. The dream may be amplifying the emotion to force attention, not to foretell events. A practical technique is to rewrite the nightmare while awake by imagining a different ending, such as finding help, confronting the pursuer, or leaving the dangerous place. This can reduce recurrence and restore a sense of agency. The dictionary entries help you find alternative meanings that soften catastrophic thinking. Over time, working with nightmares can build emotional resilience, improve sleep confidence, and support better decision-making. The aim is not to eliminate fear, but to convert it into guidance about boundaries, stress load, and unmet needs. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a dependable, easy-to-use guide for interpreting dreams without needing advanced training in psychology or esoteric traditions. It is particularly helpful for people who keep a dream journal, experience recurring dreams, or feel emotionally stirred by nightmares and want a structured way to reflect on them. The benefit to daily life comes from learning to translate dream imagery into practical self-awareness, identifying stressors you minimize, needs you postpone, and patterns in relationships or work that show up at night when the mind is less filtered. Used consistently, the dictionary approach can strengthen intuition, improve emotional vocabulary, and make it easier to notice what you truly fear, desire, or avoid. Compared to many similar dream books that either overwhelm with theory or offer rigid one-size-fits-all meanings, this one is worth buying because it supports quick symbol lookup while still encouraging personal context and pattern tracking. That balance keeps it accessible for beginners and still useful for experienced dreamers who want a reliable reference. As a bedside tool, it can turn fleeting morning memories into insights you can act on through clearer choices, healthier boundaries, and more intentional growth. If you would like to support Teresa Chung, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.